Good afternoon. It's 12:03. I'm Lori Kelman with the latest from the KBND newsroom. Another prescribed burn to tell you about this week. This one gets underway tomorrow on about 200 acres of national forest land located 7 miles west of Lapine. This will be along both sides of Country Road. It'll start around 10 a.m. You'll be seeing smoke for up to a week in the area after the burn. The goal, like with the other prescribed burns this week in Bend and Sisters, is to reduce the chances of a wildfire coming into the area or causing any significant damage. New email scam you need to be aware of, and it might seem especially believable. The Deschutes County Justice Court says it involves fraudulent emails that are asking residents to pay a fine associated with a traffic citation. Residents who have gotten the emails say they come from someone claiming to be associated with Deschutes County Justice Court traffic enforcement, so it appears to be legit. Deschutes County Justice Court staffers want you to know they don't email traffic citations, so if you get a request to pay one, it didn't come from them. Coronavirus cases on the rise among U.S. children. The American Academy of Pediatrics says over 73,000 new child infections were found through testing last week alone. Children represented 13.5% of all cases in the U.S. during that time, and overall, more than 3.5 million youngsters had tested positive for the virus as of last Thursday. The Oregon Department of Education's just released a Summer Learning Best Practice Guide. It's to help school districts in the state build on the skills, resources, real-life experiences, and individual talents of their students before the fall. The guide is based on research and best practice protocols for the design and implementation of summer learning programs as a roadmap for district administrators. And the programs cover a wide range of teaching options for the summer, including tutoring, peer-to-peer support, enrichment camps, college courses, apprenticeships, and of course, traditional summer school. Sunny this afternoon, another windy day, sunshine, and unusually warm for the weekend. That's the latest from the KBND newsroom. I'm Lori Kelman.